I knew that there has to be a way I can create more impact than cleaning shitty toilets. I just knew that. But it was just the moment of the worst survival year that, one, taught me so much resilience, and two, how important gratitude is. You know, in the darkest moments, when I was physically challenged and also mentally challenged, I really was seeing gratitude as a way to light.
The Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by your hype girl Dee, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started.
Hello, my fearless soul. Welcome back to another solo episode. I am super, super pumped for this one because if you know me and you've been around me, you know that I love new moon intentions, not just new moon, full moon too, because they are so, like, moon energy is so feminine. It's so expansive, it's so flowy, it's so graceful, and it's so potent. And I just love connecting with the moon. I love talking to the moon, I love dancing with the moon, all these good vibes. And today is such a special day. When you're listening to this, it's a January 11th, right? 11-1-1-1-1. And we are entering new moon, first new moon of the year, new moon in Capricorn. And we are going to have so much fun in this episode because I'm going to give you some really, really, really cool tips for manifestation. And this is, the title of this episode is How Can You Also Harness the New Moon? And I'm going to talk about four elements, like simple as that, four elements of manifestation. And they are so, so easy. And you can start right now during this episode and just dive into the good vibe of new moon. It's illuminated. And why is this so, so, so unique and powerful? This new moon is, as I mentioned, is in Capricorn, and this is all about, you know, you guys, it's start of the year, and it's about discipline, responsibility, ambition, and it's really about this making positive changes through aligned action. And it's really about gaining clarity, and it's this crystallizing energy, you know, everything's going to be so clear if you use these four elements, four steps that I'm going to be guiding you through. And they are intention, visualization, action, and gratitude. Okay, so here we go. Why it's so important for you to set intention. And if you know, new moon, it's all about setting the intention. It's aligning yourself, your desires, your goals with the new moon. And it's really, really important to have, more than goals, to have intentions, because intentions are the key of manifestation. So what is the first question that I'm going to ask you? And I want you to journal. What is your vision for 2024? What is your vision? Yeah. What is your vision? Where do you see yourself at the end of this year? So so easy it is. And it's so, so important to have that intention. Don't try to manipulate it. Don't try to control it. Just let it flow. What is your vision? So much fun. This new moon is also so, so important because it's start of the year and it gives you so much momentum, right? It's a fresh start. And it's really like how I'm going to do this January. It's going to be a compound effect in December. So I love to have this big, bold, audacious dreams coming onto the paper while I'm writing my first intentions of the year. So really, when we are trying to manifest our deepest desires, it's the best to really be intentional with every step that we make. This is really, really cool because I've been reflecting on this year, how I started it. And it's really like this flowy vibe of I'm living my life moment by moment. And I really enjoy every step of this 2024 journey. Yeah, so good. And I just want to tell you that whatever you desire, it's there for you. You just have to plug in into what it is. So what is your vision for 2024? If you have like really trouble seeing what that is, we're gonna solidify those intentions. You know, maybe it's like, okay, so I want to do this, but I can't see it. Okay, so we're gonna go into the second step. The second step is visualization, the power of the mind's eye, right? And this is your intuition. Visionaries have strong intuition, or you know, when you are manifesting and connecting with your visionary intuitive type, it really, really, really helps you to solidify your intentions. And it can be, you know, their simple technique or tool is a vision board. And it's really like, okay, so if you've never done a vision board, just Google vision boards and you will have tons of, you know, videos of how to actually create vision boards. And it's maybe like, you know, you're seeing maybe type, you know, images of, I want to have this thriving, incredible business that impacts millions, or I want to have a healthy lifestyle. So get the images where this will actually represent where you want to go and what do you want to create in 2024. When you actually did, you know, the intention, the simplest way to visualize is to really do a guided visualization, guided meditation. I'm going to share in this part, in the notes, I'm going to share one of my favorite, and this is by Melissa Ambrosini. I have been doing her guided visualizations and actually, you know, really giving them to my clients as a resource of manifestation since 2018. Really so powerful. So this is now 5 years I've been doing her guided visualization practice mornings, and it's really, really one of the most incredible ones. I also love Bob Proctor abundance meditation. I actually will put that one as well because it's also an amazing one and it really shifts your energy, your frequency into this state of abundance. And that's what it is, right? We want to be in this state of abundance where we don't feel everything that feels lack. I can't have this. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I'm not meant for this. Who am I to be doing this? Who am I to have this? All that is lack. And we want to tune into the energy of abundance where we feel there is so much to go around, because it really does. It really does. Whatever you are imagining for yourself, it's available out there for you. You just need to tap into the energy of abundance. 3, turning dreams into reality through inspired, aligned action. You always hear me saying this, and this is so, so, so important. Once you visualize, you actually have to go and take action. You guys, if you think like, I'm just going to pray, meditate, and, you know, poof, everything's going to fall into my lap. No, actually, it doesn't work like that. So if your goal is to start a business, it could actually look like as simple as, okay, can I Google, how do I start my business? That would be like really like the simplest way to do that. Or do a market research, go on Quora and read it and actually, you know, do a market research. Maybe it's creating a business plan. Maybe you have been seeing, you know, a business mentor that you want want support from them, and you are, hey, this is the next step. Let me just send an interest or inquiry. How would that actually look like to work with this mentor that can help you actually start your business? And I really, really, really want to walk you through a story that happened to me just this year, you know, and how this inspired aligned action looks like. I've been last year around this time at the beginning of the year, I went to my yoga studio, and I booked a massage, shiatsu massage. Incredible. Shout out to IAM Studio and Mario, like so, so incredible. And I went to this massage and the lady came out from her massage, and she was just like, she was so transformed, like in and out. And she started talking to me, you know, and she, while I was waiting for massage therapist to actually prepare for our massage, and she started to talk to me, and I was like, oh, this is really cool, you know. And then she told me about this place that it's super nice, and what is she doing and what is she all about. And it went something like coffee and coaching, living room, holistic living, and collaboration space, and co-working, and you know, all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, good. You know, I might come around, and because I really like her, her energy was so beautiful. And I was like, yeah, maybe I come around and we can just, you know, talk about collaboration and all this stuff. 2023 for me was a journey of really going inward and just aligning myself with my journey and a lot of healing. And I was not in a space of, you know, doing business. I was just being, like, literally just being. But kind of, you know, I said, you know, I would really, really love to do my online circles. And this is so important, because we are now here at this pivotal moment where I'm actually, like, manifesting this intention that I set at the beginning of January 2023. So I said, like, over the year, I was really, like, thinking, I really would love to find a place. I would love to create, you know, in real life events and circles, manifestation circles and new moon circles. But the place has to really vibe with me. It has to speak to me energetically, right? It can't be just something, you know. I was thinking about the yoga studio where I was, but it just, you know, I'm going there to yoga, but it just doesn't call my name to actually run my own events. So throughout the year, I have been hearing about this place. It was popping up through my friends, through, you know, through different circles. And I was just like, wow, like this name, this place is really calling me. And I was so curious, and I checked the Instagram, and I was like, okay, so let's see, what is this all about? And And I do not kid you guys. I went into onto Instagram and I checked, the site, and their last post was like, I don't now remember the timeline, but their last post, they are posting like frequently. The last post was, we are renting out our co-working spaces and, blah blah for healers and all these good stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I want, I sent an inquiry and I was like, can you please send me an email about more info? And this was in October or something. And I forgot about it. And then my dear, dear friend, we were sitting on Christmas Day, oh, Christmas night, Christmas Eve. And we're just jamming and talking about stuff and life and so on. And he mentions, I'm gonna do this recording podcast at this place. And I'm like, I can't even believe that this place, and he starts to talk about the founder and owner. And I'm like, oh my God, so much magic. I need to message them again. And I message and I'm like, and this beautiful magical lady says, okay, come tomorrow or in 2 days, let's book a meeting and see whether how can we collaborate. I do not kid you. I got there and I signed up as a member to rent out to co-work there and to also rent out their spaces. And I booked my first two events on the go. And it was just this super aligned, inspired action that was calling me. I set the intention. I was actually visualizing where I want to be. And when I came to this place, it was like, I'm home, you guys. That's the feeling, when you know this is this. But it doesn't happen if you don't have the intention and if you don't visualize it. Okay, so this was a short story about this just recent event that happened to me. And there are so many more stories. I promise you guys, when you get so in tune, in spirit, so inspired, in spirit, inspired by your visions and take actions from that inspiration, oh, you're gonna see magic really, really happens. Okay, so yeah, what is the one little action that you can do it, and then like that's gonna really inspire you to be more in alignment with your dreams. Okay, so that's number three action, and the fourth one of my favorite, gratitude. That's literally the key to abundance, you guys. It's so, so important. I remember 2014 was one of my toughest years yet. Like, yet, then. One of my really, really most challenging years, because I was completely lost in my purpose, like, so lost in my purpose. But I knew deep down inside that this is not, I was working as a cleaner and I was just, wow, no, I have a fucking master's degree, I'm meant for more. And not even like doing, because I have a degree in entrepreneurship, I knew that there has to be a way I can create more impact than cleaning shitty toilets. I just knew that, but it was just the moment of the worst survival year that one taught me so much resilience, and two, how important gratitude is. I in the darkest moments, when I was physically challenged and also mentally challenged, I really was seeing gratitude as a way to light. And every single day, I promise you guys, every single day I wake up with grateful heart, and this is always, oh my God, there are so many beautiful things that I can even, I get into the vortex of gratitude, and this is the fastest way to feel abundance and being in energy of frequency of abundance. You can really start with small things.
Also, if you can, you know, the best way is to keep a daily gratitude journal, and really focusing on positive changes. It's so cool, because that's really like, that's your growth mindset. It really gets you out of the suck, out of the love vibration. Gratitude is the attitude, you guys, and I just want to thank you guys. You know, we are hitting the clock of 22 minutes where I'm just jamming on this podcast and really like sharing my tips of how you can be, do, and have more of what you desire. And it's really so simple. This key four steps, key points, key elements of how to harness the new moon are intention, align yourself with the new moon, visualize your biggest desires, take inspired action, and be grateful AF, because so simple it is. You guys, don't overcomplicate this. It's so simple. And if you're listening when this is published, you know, 8 p.m. every Thursday, I do a thankful episode, as we discussed in the intro. If you haven't listened to intro episode of 2024, go back and listen to that. I am so grateful that you join me on this Thursday. And if you are on the clock, 8 p.m. when you are listening to this, go and, you know, you still can sign up for this new mood. That is starting in an hour. But if you can't make it this time, go and sign up for the next. I'm gonna be sending an email out with all our new moons, because we are doing this every month, and I would love to have you with me. And this is such a beautiful time to create and to live as your highest self. And yeah, share with me. Screenshot this episode, share your new moon intention. I love connecting with you, and I love to hear your feedbacks. And yeah, share with me which one of these four elements really resonates with you, and where do you need to practice more. I love you so much, and I'm gonna see you very, very soon. Ciao.
My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you, and I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you, and I'm so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.